No, 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 that's fine. No worries. I'll start now. But once I finish, I have to run.
I'll start with the fruits.
Take some fruits for me.
That's good.
The
fruits? Some fruits. Really good.
Huh? Really good. Little bit, maybe. Just as Mahaprasad, I should take.
Thank you.
No. No? Yeah, it's fine. Just give me karta.
Thank you. Mataji, congratulations. Very happy. Very nicely done, sir. Now be peaceful in this house. Keep Krishna in the center. Everything will be fine. Who's that? Oh, I had this. Maybe you can do that. Thank you.
जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ जय गिरिवर धारी जय गिरिवर धारी जय यशोद नंदना जय प्रज जनरंजना जय यमुना तीर वनचारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधवा जय कुंज बिहारी
जय श्री श्री राधा माधव की जय श्री कृष्ण बलराम जी की जय श्री श्री राधा श्याम सुंदर जी की जय श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय श्रील गुरुदेव की निताय गौर प्रेमनंदे ओ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरे नस्तप्रयेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे।
So we read today from the fourth canto, 29th chapter. The verse is text 50. I think I've only made 15 copies or 10 copies, but if you have your phones, it will be useful. These are the only times when our phones are useful, actually.
Harir Deha Britam Atma. Swayam Prakrite Ishvaraha Tat Padamulam Sharanam Yatha Shemon Rinamiha Hare Deha Britam Atma Swayam Prakrite Ishvaraha तत्पादमूलं शरणं यतः क्षेमो नृणाम् इह हरेर्देहभृतामात्मा स्वयं प्रकृत्य ईश्वरः तत्पादमूलं शरणं यत क्षेमो नृणामिह।
Maybe we can have a devotee to chant. Matajis?
Harihi, Shri Hari, Deha Britam, of living entities who have accepted material bodies, Atma, the Super Soul, Swayam, Himself, Prakritihi, material nature, Ishwaraha, the controller, Tat, His, Padamulam, feet, Sharanam, shelter, Yataha, from which, Kshemaha, good fortune, Mrinam, of men, Iha, in this world. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Please repeat the translation. Shri Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the Super Soul and guide of all living entities who have accepted material bodies within this world. He is the supreme controller of all material activities in material nature. He is also our best friend, and everyone should take shelter at his lotus feet. In doing so, one's life will be auspicious. Please hear the purport. In Bhagavad Gita 18:61, it is said, Ishwaraha sarva bhutanam hriddeshe arjuna tishtati. The Supreme Lord is situated in everyone's heart, O Arjuna. The living entity is within the body, and the Super Soul, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is also there. He is called Antaryami and Chaitya Guru. As Lord Krishna states in Bhagavad Gita 15:15,
He is controlling everything. Sarvasya chaham hriddi sannivishto mattaha smriti jnanam apohanam cha. I am seated in everyone's heart, and from me comes remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. Everything is being directed by the super soul within the body. Therefore, the better part of valor is to take his direction and be happy. To take his direction, one needs to be a devotee. And this is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 10:10. Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayanti te. To those who are constantly devoted and worship me with love, I give them the understanding by which they can come to me. Although the super soul is in everyone's heart, Ishwarah sarvabhutanam hriddeshe arjuna tishtati, he talks only to the pure devotees who constantly engage in his service. Although the super soul is in everyone's heart, he talks only to the pure devotees who constantly engage in his service. In Chaitanya Bhagavat, Antya 3:45, it is said, Tahare se bali vidya mantra adhyayana krishna pada padme ye karaye stira mana. One who has fixed his mind on the lotus feet of Krishna is to be understood as having the best education and as having studied all the Vedas. There are also other appropriate quotes in Chaitanya Bhagavat. Sei se vidyara phala janiha nishaya krishna pada padme yadi chitta vritti raya. The perfect result of an education is the fixing of one's mind on the lotus feet of Krishna. Adi 13.178. Adik vijaya kariba vidyara karya nahe ishvare bhajile sei vidya asatya kahe. Conquering the world by means of material education is not desirable. If one engages himself in devotional service, his education is perfected. Adi 13.173. Pade kene loka krishna bhakti jani bhare se yadi nahila tabe vidyaya ke kare. The purpose of education is to understand Krishna and his devotional service. If one does not do so, then education is false. Adi 12:41-49. Tahare se bali dharma karma sadachara ishvare se priti janme sammata sabara. Being cultured, educated, very active and religious means developing natural love for Krishna. Being cultured, educated, very active and religious means developing natural love for Krishna. Antya 3:44. Everyone has dormant love for Krishna, and by culture and education that has to be awakened. That is the purpose of this Krishna consciousness movement. Once Lord Chaitanya asked Sri Ramanandarai, what the best education was, and Ramanandarai replied that the best part of education is advancement in Krishna consciousness. Jai Shri Prabhupada ki. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnanam Jana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakam Sri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padhan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitamscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorange Radhe Vrindavanishvari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Pri Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaure Tvishe Namaha Vancha Kalpatru Vyascha Kripaha Sindhubhya Evacha Patithanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara
Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So we want to thank Shiva Prabhu and Vani Mataji for giving us the opportunity to come together today. You all know that Shiva Prabhu has been a very integral part of our congregation. He has worked very hard. He came to Krishna consciousness not a long time ago, but in that time he has proven that it is very obvious his Krishna consciousness is from previous birth. Otherwise, it is not possible for someone to take this up so well. Today, he's chanting 16 rounds. He's very strict about following his sadhana. He negotiated successfully with Mataji to make sure that she understands what sadhana is. So these are all proof that actually when we want to take up Krishna consciousness, then if we have a desire to do it, Krishna fulfills that desire. This is very important. Why? Because the premise of this verse is that everything is controlled by Krishna. The only thing that Krishna allows us to give some freedom is in the minute independence we have. But apart from that, everything is controlled. So that is why it is very important for us to exercise that little bit of desires that we have in the service of the Lord. All the Vaishnavas assembled today, they have come to bless the married couple. Not only are they newly married, but they've got a new house also. And this is the most auspicious way to come together. These Vaishnava fire sacrifices are not Smartha Brahmana fire sacrifices. We should be very clear about it. And we should sincerely thank Sudarshan Prabhu, Kaushalya Mataji, for having taken the time and trouble to come and to set everything up and officiate the ceremony. These Vaishnava Homam ceremonies were authorized by the Sat Goswamis. All these prayers that we chant are all authorized. Prabhupada started the movement not only chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, but creating a culture and education, as he writes in the purport, of Krishna consciousness. And one of the very important things he did was to get couples married, because they didn't understand the concept of marriage then. And even now we don't understand the concept. But when he put Krishna in the center by doing the Vaishnava Homam, when he cooked a big feast for all the Vaishnavas to eat, then what happened? Then he created a culture. So actually Krishna consciousness is actually a lifestyle. And the most important thing Prabhupada writes in the purport is that true education is to understand that everything we are doing is for the advancement of Krishna consciousness. If we deviate from that objective, then what happens is the advancement to Krishna consciousness is checked. And the result of it is we become perplexed. So this is a very important point. Prabhupada says here that Krishna is in the heart. He translates the verse. Krishna is in the heart as the super soul. And as the super soul, he directs all our activities. So while we may be actors on a stage, we have no control over the direction of the play. Is it not true? Actors may say, I have my independence. But the moment you have a director, you have no independence. You have to flow with the director. Otherwise, you're out of the movie or you're out of the stage. So actually, who's the chief? The director is the chief. Sometimes we say, I have this desire to do this and that. But it doesn't get fulfilled. Because ultimately, the person who sanctions, Anumanta, right? The sanctioner, who is he? He's Krishna. So this is very important. Upadrishtaha and Anumantaha. The person who gives blessings and the person who gives sanction to every action of ours ultimately is Krishna. Because no matter how many desires we have, let us not forget that these desires can only be fulfilled in this present life through the medium of this material body. And this material body is fully under the control of material nature. Cannot escape. Prabhupada then quotes 15:15 of Bhagavad Gita. He says, from Krishna only, Krishna is saying, I am the object and purpose of the Vedas. Only by me, only as the object, is the Vedas to be known. So the purpose of all Vedas is only to advance in Krishna consciousness. If after studying all the Vedas, we cannot be conscious of Krishna and conscious of who we are in relation to Krishna, then the purpose of Krishna consciousness is lost. This is very important. And Prabhupada says, quoting Krishna, that Krishna says from him comes three things. He gives us remembrance, he gives us the knowledge, and he gives us the forgetfulness. If you think about it, Prabhus Matajis, every day of our lives, we are defined within the parameters of these three pillars. isn't it? We cannot function if we don't remember. And everything that we remember, we also forget. That forgetfulness also is up to Krishna. Duryodhana tried very hard to remember after he met Krishna in the middle of the night that he should actually take off his gamcha when he stands in front of Mother Gandhari, so that she will then be able to give him full power of protection. He remembered when Krishna told him, why are you walking around without any clothes? He became embarrassed. So then Krishna told him, put on something, at least before you see your mother. So he remembered mother telling me, don't put anything on when you see me, then I will give you full protection. But now Krishna is saying this. So he made a mental note. You know, sometimes we make mental note, I'll make sure I won't forget. Right? And we are very confident I will not forget. And next moment we forget. And Duryodhana, with all his great prowess of thinking, mind you, Duryodhana was a highly educated individual. So much more educated than all of us combined. His knowledge of the Vedas, the Shastras, all the Dharma Shastras, the fighting skills, everything, very, very perfect. Nowhere in Mahabharata is it said that Duryodhana is not a good administrator. But everywhere in Mahabharata is stated that he was not a good devotee. In fact, he was not a devotee. So with all the education this purport is telling, if we do not become conscious of who we are and that Krishna is the Supreme Lord, then it is of no value. And that is why no matter how much we want to remember, we can remember only if Krishna allows us to remember. And no matter how much we say we do not want to forget, if it is not Krishna's plan, then you cannot remember also. So forgetfulness, remembrance are what we are defined by. And of course, in between that, there must be knowledge. And all knowledge is also coming from Krishna. And then Prabhupada goes on to say that frankly speaking, because Krishna is directing all our activities, therefore, we should understand that we must move according to what Krishna wants. A successful drama is because all the actors have obeyed the direction of the director. If the actor has a creative difference with the director, as we say it, then what happens? Director doesn't leave the movie, you know. Actor is thrown out and we get another actor. This is the material world. If we take this material body and behave as we please, we'll be thrown out. We are thrown out. How? Adanta gobir vishatam tamishram. We become uncontrolled in our senses when we do not use the senses for Krishna. The moment we don't use sense for Krishna, it is uncontrolled. Sometimes devotees say, Prabhu, I cannot control my mind. The reason is simple. You cannot control your mind because you're not obeying Krishna. That's all. There's nothing to it. Don't find creative arguments. The reason why we are perplexed is because somewhere we are not pleasing our spiritual masters and we are not pleasing Krishna because we are not doing the principles of devotional service. That is why we are in perplexed state. There's nothing else to it. It's very straightforward. Whatever difficulties we have to endure in this life is because we have forgotten Krishna. That is why they are unbearable. But those who remember Krishna, then the question is, what is the difficulty? Prabhupada asked the question, what is the difficulty? So many times. Why? Because he was always fixed with Krishna. So for a devotee, there's no such thing as difficulty. Difficulties are useful. Why? Because they make us remember Krishna. So instead of becoming perplexed, a devotee uses every opportunity to remember Krishna. This is an important point. If we ignore Krishna, then we become subject to material nature. If we are directed by Krishna, then we become subject to his internal potency. Therefore, the more we take shelter of Krishna, the more we are protected in this material world. Not only are we protected in terms of body, because body anyway is going to go. What is the fun? What is so great about protecting the body? By nature, body has to go. So if we spend so much time trying to protect body without protecting our consciousness, then this body has no value. But if we protect our consciousness by always taking the shelter of the Lord, then all the difficulties that afflict the body, that afflict our families, that afflict our life, we can easily cross over. Chetasaha sarva karmani, mai sanyasi mat paraha, buddhi yogam upashritya, mat chitta satatam bhava. Mat chitta sarva durgani, mat prasada tarisyasi, ata chitva mahankaram na shroyasi vinangshasi. 1856 and 1857 of Bhagavad Gita is very clear on this point. Krishna tells Arjuna, in all your activities, you please depend on me. This is the meaning of being directed by Krishna. We depend on him. Direction only comes when there is dependence. If there is no dependence, there is no direction. The more we depend on Krishna, the more He directs us. The less we depend on Him, the less we depend on our direction. And our direction is always misdirection. We never hit the target when we try. Duryodhana tried very hard to hit the target of winning the war. But no matter what he tried, he missed the target. Arjuna did not try to win the war. He only tried to please Krishna. Winning the war was a byproduct of pleasing Krishna. This is an important point. When we perform nice devotional service, so many byproducts will come. These byproducts should not distract us from pleasing Krishna and Vaishnavas. If we are distracted by the byproducts, then what happens is the byproducts catch us and we forget to catch devotional service. This is the difference between devotees who advance and devotees who are struggling. That is why it is said, for those who remember Krishna, He gives them inspiration. Apramattam avisati asau. But those who do not remember Krishna, He gives them death. Why? Because one who doesn't remember Vishnu, what happens is he has to take birth again. And those who take birth again, confirm death. Isn't it? That is confirmed. But those who remember Krishna, they don't come back to this world. Therefore, death does not touch them at all. In the purport before this verse, Prabhupada makes one very important point. Therefore, he says, actually he says, anything that is done which does not lead to Krishna consciousness is a sinful activity. What a nice statement by Prabhupada. Anything, you can repeat. Actually, anything that is done which does not lead to Krishna consciousness is a sinful activity. And any education that does not lead one to understand Krishna is false education. If Krishna consciousness is missing, one is simply engaged in false activities and false educational pursuits. So it's very clear. It's so clear that everything must be directed by Krishna. Nimitta matra bhavya savya sachi. That is why in devotional service, Prabhus and Matajis, we get into the culture of not doing what we want to do, but doing what will please Krishna, what will please our spiritual masters, what will please the senior devotees, because they are all our siksha gurus. This is the starting point of success in devotional service. If we think we want to exercise complete freedom when we come to devotional service, that freedom becomes bondage. But if we follow the regulative principles of freedom as defined in Bhagavad Gita, that regulative principles, they become the source of our liberation. That is why glorification of Krishna cannot be done anyway. Nivritta tarshe upagiyamana. It must be done through parampara. It must be done through the direction of the super soul, through the direction of Chaitya Guru, who is Krishna. And that means through the direction of our spiritual masters. We cannot whimsically perform an activity and then call Guru, Guru Maharaj, I am doing this activity, what do you think? It's the opposite. Guru Maharaj, do I have permission to do this activity? And if he says no, then you should not do it. You should drop it like a ton of bricks. If you say, but Guru Maharaj, it is like this, like that, then obviously it shows that you want Guru Maharaj to become your disciple and you want to become Guru Maharaj's guru. This hesitation actually damages our devotional service. When we hesitate to take up the orders of Krishna, that hesitation is the difference between a pure devotee and a struggling devotee. A pure devotee without hesitation, he performs whatever that is useful or for the service of Krishna. Even if he can't perform the service very well, if it's given to him, he will do it. It doesn't matter. This is mood of devotee. A devotee may not be expert in something, but when he is directed by super soul and accepts the direction, the super soul gives him the culture and the education to perform an activity. That's why we find there are many devotees who came to Krishna consciousness not skillful in anything. Suddenly within few months you find they become very expert in everything. How is it possible? Because without hesitation they are performing the services. This is very important. This is how a devotee learns to control his independent nature and becomes dependent on spiritual master and dependent on Krishna. And if everything is directed by the super soul within us, Then Prabhupada says, we should just take his direction and become happy. But to take the direction Prabhupada writes in the purport, you must first become devotee. In other words, the Supreme Personality of Godhead's direction can only be followed by devotees. This is important. That's why very often you find people who do not want to be devoted to Krishna cannot understand Bhagavad Gita. Great professors, great scholars, they try reading Bhagavad Gita. But surprisingly, the primary six student who's attending Gopal's garden, he or she can understand Bhagavad Gita. So where is the question of education? Education means that we educate ourselves to follow the direction of Krishna, to do what pleases Krishna, not what pleases others, but what pleases Krishna. That is why those who do that, they become devotees. And Prabhupada quotes 10.10 of Bhagavad Gita in this shloka. He says, those who are devoted to Krishna, and how? Priti Purvakam. With great love, they perform a service. With great sincerity, they perform the service. When such people take up devotional service, Krishna automatically gives them proper understanding by which they can come to Him. See Hanumanji. Hanumanji actually was not very highly educated. Forget highly, he was not even educated. He's not. If you read Valmiki Ramayana, you'll find that actually Hanumanji is not educated. If you read Tulsi Ramayana, it is stated that he was a very educated scholar. That's why Prabhupada told us to stick to Valmiki Ramayana. We should be very careful, because this is substantiated in Bhagavatam. In the fifth canto of Bhagavatam, all the Vanaras, including Hanumanji, sing Na Janma Nunam, Mahata Na Saubhagam, Navang Na Buddhir. That means Navang Na Buddhir. That means they have no education, no intelligence. So Valmiki Ramayana is in line with Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam is authorized by the Acharyas. That's why we are doing this. We have to be clear. And that is why it is stated that Hanumanji actually has no education. But despite not having education, he was put in a perplexing situation when Indrajit bound Lakshmana with that magic weapon, and he fell to the ground unconscious. Because before the sun could set, it was directed that this weapon had to be neutralized. But it could only be done with the Sanjeevani plant. But the Sanjeevani plant grew in a very remote part of the Himalayas, on a particular mountain, and at a certain northeast portion of that mountain. And one had to distinguish the color of the plant before you could actually find it. So nobody in that assembly could be fast enough to go and get this plant except Hanumanji. Hanumanji is proven. He crossed Lanka. I mean, he crossed the ocean to go to Lanka. Nobody else could do it. So everyone again turned to Hanuman and said, Hanuman, you must save the day. Otherwise, Lakshman is gone. So Hanumanji said, I'm not a Kavi. I'm not an Ayurvedic doctor. Suddenly you tell me to go and shop for medicine. You know, how am I going to find it? I don't know the particular medicine. I don't know how to find it. So I'm not expert in this thing. But all the devotees had faith. And Lord Ram told him, it is my desire, Hanuman, that you please go. When Hanumanji heard that this is the desire of Lord Ram, immediately, whether he knew or not, he took that desire without hesitation in his heart. And he jumped. And he landed in Himalayas. And the long and short of it was, he located the mountain, but he could not locate the plant. He looked everywhere, but he couldn't find the plant. Finally decided, the only thing I'm capable of doing is, if we can't bring the doctor to the medicine, let's bring the medicine to the doctor. So what did he do? He carried the whole mountain. The whole mountain was a big pharmacy. He brought it all the way to the lotus feet of Lord Ram. And there the Kavi went up the mountain, looking around, found the plant, gave it to Lakshman, and he was all right. Prabhupada quotes this incident in a lecture. And he says, just be like Hanumanji. He had limited intelligence. But what did he do? He had great strength of faith. And that strength of faith translated into great physical strength. So he used what he was good at. He could carry mountains, no problems. Couldn't find a plant, but he could carry a mountain. So Prabhupada said, devotee must be like that. A devotee must always, always use any strength he has, but in the service of the Lord. And because he did that, he is considered the most cultured and most educated Vaishnava. Isn't it? Ravana was highly educated, but he couldn't hold a fig in front of Hanumanji. So this is the point that Prabhupada is saying. This is education. And those who understand this, then they become the pure devotees of the Lord. Samasritaye padapallava plavam Mahapadam Punya Yesho Murare Bavaram Budir Vatsapadam Parampadam Padam Padam Vipadam Natesham. Very important verse. In this verse sung by Brahmaji, it is nicely stated that anyone who takes 100% shelter of the Lord's lotus feet, the same way the great Bhagavatas have taken shelter, what happens to them? Any difficulties, machitta satatam bhava, in all activities depend on me. Renounce all your activities in such a way that you use it in my service. And when you do that, in the next verse, 1857 or 58, he says, machitta sarva durgani. Durgani means all obstacles that come before us. And we have so many obstacles in front of us, isn't it true? The moment before we came to this program, how many obstacles we had to cross in the morning. And now after we leave this program, again many more obstacles will come. Every day, tomorrow is working day. Only you know how much obstacles you have in with your boss and with your officers. And those at home also, the homemakers, you know how many obstacles your husbands give you also. So in that way, we always have obstacles. There's no end to these Durganis. But Krishna assures Arjuna, you do one thing. If you depend on me, then these obstacles, they will go. How? By my grace. Mat prasada tarisyasi. How will they go? They don't fly away. You cross over them. There's a difference, eh? The obstacle is there, but you can cross. That's why Vaishnavas don't see obstacles as problems. They don't say, throw away the obstacles. No. They actually stay where they are. When the great obstacle of that demon that was sent by Durvasa Muni appeared before Ambarish Maharaj, Ambarish Maharaj didn't pray, please remove, please remove. He didn't say that. He just chanted and remembered the Lord. And as he remembered the Lord did all the work of removing. How? Sudarshan Chakra. This is the Lord's promise. So a devotee doesn't wait for obstacles to remove. A devotee just does his devotional service, and by the grace of Krishna, the obstacles are removed. Supposing we ask ourselves, Prabhu, but I'm chanting and doing everything, why more obstacles in front of me? There is a defect in our thinking. These are not obstacles. These are opportunities. Samanjas. In Bhagavatam, Krishna is known as Samanjas. He is the source of all opportunities. A devotee sees every difficulty as an opportunity to remember Krishna. Otherwise, we don't remember Krishna. See, this Vaishnava Homam is a very good opportunity to remember Krishna. Chanting is a remembrance of Krishna. That's why when we perform an activity and we are not remembering Krishna, but actually it is to fulfill our subtle desires, it is not Krishna conscious. It is not Krishna conscious. But if that activity is done, we don't like it, but we know it pleases Krishna, then we have to put our heart into it. Then it becomes Krishna conscious. Very, very important. Sometimes devotees are told, Prabhu, don't burn yourself out in Krishna consciousness. How can Krishna consciousness burn you out? Just think of the logic of it. This material world will burn you out. But Krishna consciousness will revive you. If Krishna consciousness burns you out, is there any part of Bhagavatam where Prabhupada writes a purport and says, go slow on devotees, otherwise you get fried? Is there any lecture where Prabhupada told everyone, be slow, don't rush, don't take on too many services, you get fried? Is there any way our founder Acharya has said that? Never! Never! But we have that idea. Because why? We don't want to be directed by the words of the Acharya. We do not want to be directed by the words of the Lord. We want our sense of direction. That is why we are perplexed. This is the difference. A good way to understand this verse is actually to understand the pastime of the Lord, and then we can conclude. One nice pastime from Krishna book is actually happened just after Krishna actually met the gopis. In the morning, the gopas woke up in the forest with Krishna, because they were out in the forest after the forest fire and after he had swallowed everything. Then they became hungry. So they came to Krishna and said, I like what they said actually. Prabhupada in Krishna book says, they said, Krishna, you're very expert in killing demons, but actually now we are very hungry. So what they were saying is, killing demons is good, but you also have to take care of our stomachs. So they said, where can we get some food? So Krishna and Balaram, at that moment Prabhupada says, saw it as an opportunity to bless a group of devotees who have been praying to them for a long time. And these were the wives of the Brahmanas. The wives of the Brahmanas were simple folk. No education. Nothing smart. But they were 100% devoted to Krishna. They were always longing to see Krishna in their hearts. And they were always longing to serve Krishna, but never got a chance. Why? Because their husbands were serving Kamsa. And their husbands were always remembering Kamsa. And their husbands were always fearful of Kamsa. So what happened was, Krishna and Balaram thought, let today be an opportunity for us to make these great devotees of ours, give them a chance to do service. So they told the boys, you go to these brahmanas nearby. They are performing nice Vedic sacrifices. The name of the sacrifice is Angiras. Angiras sacrifice is a sacrifice prescribed in the Vedas. And it's actually meant for the promotion to heavenly planets. So from the sacrifice, we come to know what was their motive. Their motive was material enjoyment and going to Swargaloka. So the boys were told by Krishna Balaram, please go and see them. And you tell them that we are very hungry and you have a lot of food stuff. Can you please give it to them? And then Krishna and Balaram cautioned them. Krishna said particularly, please don't tell them that you are coming on behalf of me, Krishna. Because they are brahmanas. So in their mind, you know, I'm nothing. I'm actually a Vaishya. If you want, you can say Balaram has asked. Because Balaram is actually Kshatriya. Balaram was known as son of Vasudev. And Vasudev was always known as Kshatriya. But Krishna was known as son of Nanda Maharaj. And Nanda Maharaj was supposed to be Vaishya. So then after saying that, the boys went to the brahmanas. Brahmanas were very expertly chanting the mantras. Have you seen sometimes when you go to some places, they chant mantras so well, we can't even pronounce mantras like they can. And if you want them to continue 15-20 minutes chanting mantras, they can go on, you know. We struggle to do that. So they're very powerful people in one sense. And the boys went up to them and said, my dear sirs, would you mind giving us some food that you're offering? Then, somehow or another, they said that actually we want food because we are hungry. And actually Krishna and Balaram are also there. And because Krishna and Balaram are there, therefore it will do you good to actually give us the food. So Krishna said don't, but they said Krishna. This is important point. Why? Because these gopas were pure devotees of the Lord. They could not help but always remember Krishna at every juncture. This is important point. So even when Krishna said you should not say it, it is impossible for a devotee or a pure devotee not to remember Krishna. This is the greatness of the gopas. So the gopas immediately said that Krishna is there. Please give this food. And if you do it, then you will become highly satisfied. It's a very important point. But these brahmanas, they were so difficult. They were so addicted to sense gratification. They were only thinking of Swargaloka. And they were also very scared of Kamsa. So because of Kamsa's association, they were naturally not at all amenable to Krishna. In fact, if you read Krishna book, you find that they did not even answer. They did not even answer the boys, yes or no. And before that, Krishna said that these brahmanas, they will not even say my name. They won't even say my name. There's a line in Krishna book where Prabhupada translates, they will not even say my name. And this is very important. Because Yamaraj, in 6th canto, 3rd chapter, he warns us. Actually, he tells his servants, Jiva Navakti Bhagavad Guna Namadeyam Chetaschana Chetaschana. I forget the word in between. Chetaschana Smriti Yacharana Ravindam Krishna Nayo Smriti Yachira Ekadapi Tan Anayadhyam Asato Asato Vishnu Akrityan. 6-3. But I forget which text it is. But you should ask yourself this, you should learn this verse. Because in this verse, Yamaraj makes it very clear to his Yamadutas. You only bring me four kinds of persons. That means four kinds of persons are qualified to meet Yamaraj. This is not good qualification, by the way. Even though Yamaraj is Mahajan, but you'd want to meet him in these circumstances. You meet Yamaraj in the temple during Bhagavatam class, that's very nice. You meet him in the assembly of devotees gathered to hear Bhagavatam, that's ecstatic. But you see him in any other location, you're in trouble. So Yamaraj warns the four, these are the four qualities that he says, you must not, come, bring them to me. The first are Jiva. Those who with their tongue, not even once can say Krishna, please bring them to me. Those who even once cannot even remember me in their hearts, you bring them to me. Those who even once cannot even bow their heads before my deity form or before me, you bring them to me. And those who do not want to do any service to Vishnu, you please bring them to me. So we should ask, you know, are we in any of these four categories? We have to be at least base minimum as devotees. We should not fit into any of these four. Any one of these will guarantee us darshan of Yamaraj. So these brahmanas were actually candidates to see Yamaraj. Because in Krishna book, they don't even want to say Krishna's name. They don't want to say Krishna's name. So they did not even answer the boys. So the boys decided what to do. Still very hungry, have to eat something, right? Went back to Krishna and told Krishna, Krishna, this is not working out. We see all the laddus, we see everything, but we can't reach it. Because they're not giving us anything. Now Krishna said, okay, I know actually they're not going to give you anything. Krishna knows in his heart everything. But Krishna said, now you go to the wives. So sometimes it is asked, why didn't Krishna just tell them to go to the wives? Why go to the brahmanas first? Because he is samanjas. Samanjas means he is the source of opportunities. Krishna is so kind, he gives every living entity an opportunity to serve him. Even those who are demonic and against him, Krishna in fact gives them first chance. See? He gives first chance. When you are a parent and you have two children, one child very obedient to you, the other child is a headache to you. When you have an opportunity for either child to get better, you always give the troublesome child a chance first. Why? Because he or she is more in your heart. You worry for them more. You can't sleep, not because the second fellow is doing very well. He's with Krishna, I don't mind. But you worry about the first demon because he is not doing something. And that's why our heart and our thoughts go with him. Krishna is like that. In fact, we are like Krishna. We are made in his shadow. That's why we have this tendency. So Krishna is so kind, he gave the atheistic brahmanas the opportunity to serve him. But you see, minute independence not exercised very well. Full opportunity given, door opened, even name given. Krishna and Balaram are the recipients, still don't want to take the opportunity. What else can we do for them? You can bring a horse to the water, but you cannot make it drink. This is an important point. So we should always be alert, Prabhu's Matajis. Krishna is always giving us an opportunity to remember him. But if we say, no, I don't like this, I like that, let me choose this, that, we will lose the opportunity. We will lose it. Today is a Sunday morning. We have seized the opportunity. Shiva Prabhu presented it. He opened the door, invited us. Haribol, we're all here. Not just for prasadam, but we're here to hear Bhagavatam, to take part in these devotional activities. The brahmanas missed the opportunity. So now Krishna smiled and said, they are wives, you go to them. The wives are at the back. They are the ones who prepare all the food stuff. Don't worry. You go to them and tell them, Krishna and Balaram, they want. Now Krishna said, liberally use my name and see what happens. So the hungry boys cannot take it anymore. Quickly went and said, mothers, please know that now is the time that you have this opportunity. Krishna and Balaram very close by, very, very hungry. Please give us something. And what do the wives of the brahmanas do? Immediately they put down whatever they were doing because they were assisting their husbands. And immediately they prepared all the preparations, packed them all up and ran into the forest of Vrindavan to the river Yamuna. There they saw the beautiful form of the Lord. But if you rewind just a bit, when they were packing up, Krishna book says that actually the husbands, they came and they said, where are you going? And bravely they said, we are going to see Krishna. The husband stopped them. Some of them who were not married, the father stopped them. Some of them, the relatives also stopped them. But what did these pure devotees do? No obstacles to devotional service are impediments between them and Krishna. This is very important. These, no, don't go, no, don't do this. This is Durgani. But if you are fixed with Krishna, Krishna gives you the intelligence and the strength to cross these obstacles. They did that. But when they did that, they surrendered to Krishna. This is what Krishna means by saying, you abandon all varieties of religion. Prabhupada writes so nicely in Krishna book that they abandoned all varieties of religion, all varieties of dharma. Yes, they were wives to husbands, they were daughters to fathers. That is all important. But when it came finally to the object of their love, they were prepared to sacrifice everything. They left the house knowing that they cannot return, because they were all told, you leave now, you cannot come back. So they knew it, you know. So what happened was they rushed to the forest, and when they saw Krishna, Prabhupada writes, they embraced him in their hearts because that was their great prayer all these years. Krishna is the super soul, and Prabhupada says only the pure devotees can hear Krishna, because Krishna talks, when he talks as the super soul, only the pure devotees hear him. These brahmanas' wives were great devotees of the Lord. They were pure, otherwise how to take darshan? And when they took darshan of the Lord spoke to them in the heart, and he gave them mercy to embrace him in their hearts. So then they said, Krishna, thank you so much for giving us this service. And Krishna thanked them so much and said that you have pleased me today because you have left everything and yet you have come to me and I am very pleased. But now you all have to go back. Go back now to your wives and to your husbands, to your family, everyone. Now this one was a bit of a shocker because they left everything. So the wives turned around and said, Krishna, it's very bad now you tell us to go back. Because actually we have come and we have left everything. Now nobody will accept us. We have given up everything. A devotee gives up everything not because he's frustrated. He gives up everything because there is a higher taste. Sometimes people say, so I should also renounce. But very often our renunciation is artificial. Not because we have a higher taste for pure bhakti, but actually, oh, I can't take my wife anymore. Can't take my husband anymore. Sannyas is a good option. No. If you take sannyas because, you know, husband is problem, wife is problem, children are giving us headache, that is not sannyas. In fact, there is greater attachment. Because you run away from this house and go to the other house. That's all you're doing. So that kind of markata vairagya is not encouraged. You go to Dwarka even till today, you see so many people who behave like sadhus. They come right all the way from south. But they come and sit down there, and for 1-2 months you see them, they are very renounced. They don't take anything, they walk around asking for alms. 6 months later you come back to the same place and you see the same people. And now they have a transistor radio. Now they have a roof over their heads. After a while they got satellite TV. Whatever they left there, they are bringing to Dwarka. Because whatever they left, they did not leave with a heart. They did not leave out of devotion. They did not leave to please Krishna. They left to please their senses. The brahmana's wives left for the pleasure of Krishna. That's why Krishna said, go back now. Go back. You've done what you can. You've pleased me. But by the way, leave everything here. So that everyone else can have some prasadam at least. So the wife said, if we go back, we will be thrown out. But now Krishna tells them very nice. He said, having devoted yourself to me, you do not lose anything. You go back now. And you will find that your husbands and your fathers and your family, they will all accept you with open arms. So they were very perplexed. But this perplexing is not the perplexing of a materialist. They knew that whatever Krishna says will come true. So with a heavy heart, because they wanted to be with Krishna, but still intensely remembering Krishna, they went back to their regular household affairs. And Krishna book ends by saying, when they went back, their wives welcomed them. These smarter brahmanas became repentant in their heart. Why? Because they understood now that their wives were really devotees. They then state towards the end of Krishna book that they are really cultured. This is real culture. This is real education. And when they said that, they accepted their wives. A devotee who renounces anything for the pleasure of the Lord never goes in vain, Prabhus, Matajis. Never in vain. If he renounces because it is not artificial and it is genuine, then Krishna supplies him with everything that is needed. In this case, the wives did not lose their family, but they renounced them. See the beauty of it. In their hearts, they were only with Krishna. But Krishna, to maintain the standards, he sent them back. And when he sent them back, it brought about enthusiasm in the heart of the smartha brahmanas. Ananyas chintayanto mam. Ye janaha paryupasate, tesham nitya abhiyuktanam yogakshemam vahamyaham. Those who are exclusively devoted to Krishna, whatever they lack, Krishna will give. And whatever they have, Krishna will preserve. These wives of the brahmanas, unlike their husbands, they had 100% faith and devotion in Krishna. So when they left the house, they did not leave with expectation that I should come back. But because they left it, they got back everything that they had left. Sudama is the same thing. Sudama did not come to see Krishna to get even one drop of rice. He came only to glorify Krishna. But when he left, and by the time he reached home, whatever he was lacking, even though he did not desire it, was given by Krishna. So where do we lose in Krishna consciousness? There is no loss. Absolutely no loss. The only qualification, Prabhupada says, is that we should actually take up culture and education. And the best way to become cultured and educated in this is to take up the study of Srimad Bhagavatam. Prabhupada gave us this Bhagavatam. These beautiful stories that we have, these beautiful episodes, they're all here on the platform of Srimad Bhagavatam. And the Brahmanas, for a while they repented. They accepted their wives. The wives went back to their duties, so happy and satisfied that Krishna gave them darshan. Their life is perfect. One of the elderly wives of the Brahmanas actually gave up her body. As she was coming back, Krishna book says, she kept remembering Krishna in that intense remembrance, she left her body. That was the standard of remembrance that they had. But the story ends very nicely. You know, Krishna book is also suspenseful. It doesn't end the way we think, everybody's alright, the smarter Brahmanas become devotees. No. The smarter Brahmanas for a while felt repentant. Then, Prabhupada ends Krishna book chapter by saying, but because they were too much addicted to material life and too much addicted to the attachments that they had gained, too much fearful of Kamsa, because Kamsa was supplying them all these attachments, they refused to actually take up devotional service. They refused to. So this point is important in Shastras. Why? Because the Brahmanas turned away from Krishna because of fear of Kamsa. But the reason why they turned away from Krishna is because of association with Kamsa. This is the danger of Asat Sangha. The Brahmanas' wives were always remembering Krishna. So there was Sadhu Sangha. But the Brahmanas were only remembering Kamsa. Because they thought Kamsa is supplying us everything, therefore he is our Lord. But the wife said, only Krishna is supplying us everything, therefore he is our Lord. See the difference? So whatever that we have, Prabhupada writes in the purports, he says we should use it in the service of Krishna. If we use it in the service of Krishna, Krishna protects our consciousness. But if we use it in the service of Kamsa, then Kamsa cannot protect our consciousness. This is important. So the Brahmanas were also members of ISKCON, but they were members of the International Society for Kamsa Krishna Kamsa Consciousness. That's also ISKCON, you know. It's the same abbreviation. But Brahmanas' wives, they were the real members of the real ISKCON. They were really International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And they were life members, definitely. But these life members of the other ISKCON, they only lived in fear. And while continuing to remain in fear and being addicted to Adanta Gobir, uncontrolled senses, they continued in their pursuit of sense gratification. So this fear did not help them. But you must remember Devaki Mata. To conclude, we remember Devaki Mata. Devaki Mata was also fearful of Kamsa. In the very beginning of Krishna book, just before Krishna is about to be born, we find as every child was born, Devaki Mata was fearful in her heart. But Prabhupada writes in the purport, and these are Prabhupada's purports. Prabhupada says in his purport that Devaki Mata's fear purified her womb. Very important. Why? Because she feared Kamsa, but she did not forget Krishna. This is important. Because Prabhupada says Kamsa represents material association. Kamsa represents material association. Those who are fearful of material association, they become more dependent on Krishna. Devaki Mata is a great devotee of the Lord. Therefore, she was fearful of material energy. She only wanted to take shelter of his internal potency. And that is why six times, her fear actually purified her womb. So Prabhupada writes so nicely in that purport, we should be fearful of material nature. Because material nature is very powerful. Do not tempt the illusory energy of the Lord. And do not for a moment think we can surpass it. Lord Shiva could not surpass Mohini Murti. Brahmaji created his own daughter and was caught with illusory energy. The Devatas, how many times were under illusion that they were kings of Swarga and got into trouble? There is no end to the illusory energy of the Lord. So when a devotee is fearful of that, that fear is not material fear. That fear is useful for us. If you want to know evidence of it, then the best evidence is given in 1.19.14 of Srimad Bhagavatam. You cannot dispute this. Because there Parikshit Maharaj says his very powerful prayer. Tasyeva meghasya paravaresho vyasatta chittasya graheshu abhikshnam nirvedamulo dvijasaparupo yatra prasidetu bayanna shudatte. Very important verse. There he says, this is his prayer in the presence of Shukadeva Goswami, in the presence of all the sages before he starts hearing Bhagavatam. He says Krishna is the controller of both material and spiritual world, the transcendental and the mundane world. Then he says, he has graciously overtaken me in the form of a Brahmana's curse. See the mood of a devotee. A devotee does not see a curse as curse. He sees it as Krishna. He says Krishna has come in the form of curse. And then what does he say? He says, because I was too much attached to family life, the Lord, in order to save me, has appeared before me in such a way that only out of fear I will detach myself from this world. This fear of a devotee is positive. The fear of the Brahmanas is negative. If we are clear about this, then we will take shelter of the mood of Parikshit Maharaj. Despite being so advanced, despite Devaki Mata being so advanced, they always felt themselves small, insignificant, and always in need of protection of the Lord. And that's why the Brahmanas never really turned to Krishna. And that's why the wives of the Brahmanas constantly were never perplexed. And they were always with Krishna. Jai Granthraj Sriman Bhagavatam ki. Jai Shula Prabhupada ki. Jai Shula Gurudev ki. Nitai Gaura Premanande. Are there any questions, any comments? Yes, Vidai Jajanpu. A bit louder so the others can hear.
But Prabhupada says everything is being directed by the super soul within the body.
Yes, Prabhu.
So there are people who can hear what super soul is saying to them, and there are people who cannot hear.
There are people who can hear what the super soul is saying to them, and those who cannot. Yeah.
So is there a difference in the type of direction that super soul provides to people who don't hear? Like, is it according to the dwarapra?
Yes. Actually, according to Bhagavatam, the super soul is heard according to the devotional nature of the living entity. But those who do not want to hear Krishna, Krishna becomes silent. In other words, we have actually shut the door on Krishna. So then we become dictated by our material senses, our mind, and our misplaced intelligence. So then that door is closed. But still Krishna, through the medium of devotees, he somehow or another tries very hard to expose us to Krishna consciousness again, with the hope that some of the transcendental message will invoke our dormant love for Godhead. So initially we don't hear Krishna, but through Sadhu Sangha, that dormant love is awakened, the door is open, and through the process, we can come to hear Krishna again. We hear Krishna in 4th canto, 29th chapter, through the words of our spiritual master. Because the spiritual master in the purport of those verses is none different from the form of the Lord as super soul in the heart. That's why spiritual master is also Chaitya Guru. Krishna within directs us to the spiritual master without. So this is the answer that Bhagavatam gives us. Therefore, until we want to take Sadhu Sangha, we will only hear our mind and the dictates of the mind. But if we take Sadhu Sangha, then slowly, Prabhuji, the mind becomes purified, Cheto Darpanam Arjanam, then our consciousness becomes amenable to hear the message of the Lord. That is why as you grow in Krishna consciousness, you find that our hearts are more submissive to all the messages of Bhagavatam. The reason why it's submissive is because we are now beginning to hear the message of the Acharyas and the message of Krishna. Is that all right, Prabhuji? Vishwa Prabhu? Gopinath Prabhu, please.
You mentioned about the Samal Brahmana. In our life, we see that the Sadhana Bhakta is somewhere in between.
Yes, Prabhu.
concerns of the external.
Yes.
We are not fully dependent on the government.
Yes.
And we are also not sure of whether we are our devotional services or whatever you mentioned about the example of the new services.
Yes.
We try to restrain ourselves in the name of balance.
Yes, yes. Yes.
We are in this mixture, we are not here.
Yes, Prabhu. Yes. Somewhere in between. Yes. It's a very nice question. On a practical note, many of us are in between. We are not totally at the point of the Smarta Brahmanas, but we are also thinking that maybe we can't put all of ourselves into spiritual life. But actually what Prabhupada is telling us is also very instructive. Let's take Arjuna's example. Arjuna was told to fight. That means you continue with your dharma. So the first point is, we don't leave our dharmas. We continue our dharmas. So if we are fathers, we are mothers, these activities continue. They do not get impeded. But if we are told that we should prioritize Krishna, because everything that we have around us has come from Him. If we develop the culture and education of gratitude, that Krishna, you have given us all this, therefore let us serve what you have given us. Then you will find, in whatever capacity of service we do for our friends, our relatives, our society, you'll find that the more we take up devotional service, the more we do preaching, the more we are actually preaching to our own minds, the more we increase our own faith. That is why Prabhupada wanted us to preach. Because the more we preach, the more these feelings of inadequacy, this lack of faith will actually go. The best way to create faith and cross that middle path, Prabhu, is to preach about Krishna. If we hear about Krishna, then only we can preach. So that means we have to hear about Krishna first. So when a devotee continuously hears about Krishna, follows the devotional regulative principles, gives it his heart, then what happens is, you will find that all these in-betweens, they get naturally washed away. And the devotee is guided by Guru within as Krishna, and he's guided by the spiritual master. Because the spiritual master knows expertly how much a devotee can do and how much he cannot. That's why the safest thing to do is, whenever we think that we are having difficulty in service, for example, we want to cut back on service, we should not make a unilateral decision. We should consult the leaders. We should consult our spiritual masters. When we consult the Vaishnavas, we are asking for direction. Same as asking for direction of Super Soul. And if we ask our spiritual masters and the pure devotees and the advanced devotees, and if we are ready to follow their direction, then eventually we'll find that we can handle more and more services without becoming fried, without becoming burnt. But if we do this independently, thinking that I know myself best, when actually we don't know ourselves best. The whole problem is we think we know who we are, but we don't. That's why we came to Krishna. Because Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami said, I don't know who I am. Please tell me who I am. That was the start of all the talks. And yet we claim to know, Prabhu, I know myself. We don't. That's why we are in trouble. So a devotee must submit to higher authority. And then he will grow. So this is the best way forward, Prabhu. When in doubt, always turn to Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. Do not make any decisions on your own. When all these three are in alignment, then you'll find the decision is given the full blessings of the Lord. Then no matter how much obstacles there are, you will cross over them very nicely. After you do everything, you get burned, you get fried, then you come and say, I'm very sorry, I didn't ask you. What's the point? The fire has started, fire burnt you. After somebody extinguished the fire and you're halfway burned, and then you come and ask, then you cannot blame Krishna for your condition. You have to blame your own false ego. Is that helpful, Prabhuji? Very nice. This is what we should do. Any other points? Otherwise, with the blessings of the senior devotees, with the blessings of Shiva Prabhu and Vani Mataji, we end the class. Maybe we should end by chanting for 5 minutes. It's a good way to end. We thought it would be nice for us to chant a bhajan, because our Vaishnava culture is also about bhajans. And there's a very nice bhajan that we haven't chanted for a long, long time. And it is very important because all these wonderful activities, they are all very sweet. When you come to Krishna consciousness, you find not only is the prasadam sweet sweets, they are very sweet, but the process is very sweet. Why? Because the Lord is very sweet. So let's chant this very nice bhajan. It is Adharam Madhuram. And it's chanted by, it is actually part of Madhurashtakam and is written by Vallabhacharya. I will just read the meaning because you don't have the meaning with you. I was running out of printer cartridge, so I could only bring one. His lips are sweet, his face is sweet, his eyes are sweet, his smile is sweet, his heart is sweet, his gait is sweet. Everything is sweet about the Emperor of Sweetness. His words are sweet, his character is sweet, his dress is sweet, his belly folds are sweet, his movements are sweet, his wandering is sweet. Everything is sweet about the Emperor of Sweetness. His flute is sweet, his foot dust is sweet, his hands are sweet, his feet are sweet, his dancing is sweet, his friendship is sweet. Everything is sweet about the Emperor of Sweetness. His singing is sweet, his yellow cloth is sweet, his eating is sweet, his sleeping is sweet, his beauty is sweet, his tilaka is sweet. Everything is sweet about the Emperor of Sweetness. His deeds are sweet, his liberating is sweet, his stealing is sweet, his love spots are sweet, his oblations are sweet, his tranquility is sweet. Everything is sweet about the Emperor of Sweetness. His Gunja berry necklace is sweet, his flower garland is sweet, his Yamuna river is sweet, his ripples are sweet, his water is sweet, his lotuses are sweet. Everything is sweet about the Emperor of Sweetness. His gopis are sweet, his pastimes are sweet, his union is sweet, his food is sweet, his delight is sweet, his courtesy is sweet. Everything is sweet about the Emperor of Sweetness. His gopas are sweet, his cows are sweet, his staff is sweet, his creation is sweet, his trampling is sweet, his fruitfulness is sweet. Everything is sweet about the Emperor of Sweetness. So you can see how sweet this song is. And I remember when I read this to my Guru Maharaj, Maharaj said, the last line, his staff is sweet. Staff is S-T-A-F-F. Actually, Maharaj said, if you read Sanskrit, because he studied Sanskrit, he said, when you read the actual meaning of the word, that meaning, like many Sanskrit terms, have two, three meanings. The first meaning is really the staff of Krishna that he carries. But the second deeper meaning is his staff. You know, when you go to office, you have staff, isn't it? So actually, in this Madhurashtakam, implicitly is said that all the devotees of Krishna who assist him, they are also very sweet. And this is the way we should come out of the perplexities of the world. So let's chant. Yeah, Kartas is here too. Prabhu, this requires a little bit of... So we chant this way. The first two lines, when I sing, you will chant two lines after that. The third line is sung one. And then the last line is sung one. And the last line must always be fast. And then we slow down again.
Adharam Madhuram Vadanam Madhuram Nayanam Madhuram Hasitam Madhuram. Hridayam Madhuram Gamanam Madhuram Madhuradipate Akhilam Madhuram. Adharam,
ready for it?
Adharam Madhuram Vadanam Madhuram Nayanam Madhuram Hasitam Madhuram. Hridayam Madhuram Gamanam Madhuram Hridayam Madhuram Gamanam Madhuram मधुराधिपते अखिलं मधुरम् मधुराधिपते अखिलं मधुरम् वचनं मधुरम् चरितं मधुरम् वसनं मधुरं वलितं मधुरं मधुर चलितं मधुरं भ्रमितं मधुरं चलितं मधुरं भ्रमितं मधुरं मधुराधिपते अखिलं मधुरं मधुराधिपते अखिलं मधुरं वेणुर्मधुरो रेणुर्मधुरम् पाणिर्मधुरा पादमधुरो नृत्यं मधुरम् सहक्यं मधुरम् नृत्यं मधुरं सहक्यं मधुरः मधुराधिपतेः अखिलं मधुरं मधुराधिपतेः अखिलं मधुरं गीतं मधुरं पीतं मधुरं भुक्तं मधुरं सूक्तं मधुरं रूपं मधुरं तिलकं मधुरं रूपं मधुरं तिलकं मधुरं मधुराधिपतेः अखिलं मधुरं मधुराधिपतेः अखिलं मधुरं करणं मधुरं करणं मधुरं हरणं मधुरं रमणं मधुरं जय मधुर राधा श्याम सुंदर की वमितं मधुरं समितं मधुरं वमितं मधुरं समितं मधुरं मधुराधिपतेः अखिलं मधुरं मधुराधिपतेः अखिलं मधुरं गुञ्जामधुरामाला मधुरं यमुना मधुरा वीचिर्मधुरा शलिलं मधुरं कमलं मधुरं Salilam madhuram, kamalam madhuram. Madhuradhipate akhilam madhuram.
Faster.
Madhuradhipate akhilam madhuram. Gopi madhura lila madhuram, yuktam madhuram, buktam madhuram.
Gopi madhura lila madhuram,
yuktam madhuram, buktam madhuram. Shivishtam madhuram, shivishtam madhuram. Madhura adhipate akhilam madhuram. Madhura adhipate akhilam madhuram. Gopa madhura gavo madhuram, yastir madhura shrishtir madhura.
Gopa madhura gavo madhura, yastir madhura shrishtir madhura.
Dalitam madhuram, falitam madhuram. Phalitam madhuram, phalitam madhuram. Madhura adhipate akhilam madhuram. Madhura adhipate akhilam madhuram. Madhuradhipate akhilam madhuram. Madhuradhipate akhilam madhuram. Madhuradhipate akhilam madhuram. Madhura adhipate akhilam madhura. Madhura adhipate akhilam madhura. Madhura adhipate akhilam madhuram. Madhura adhipate akhilam madhuram. Madhura adhipate akhilam madhura. Madhura adhipate akhilam madhura. Madhura adhipate akhilam madhuram. Madhura adhipate akhilam madhuram. Madhura adhipate akhilam madhura. Madhura adhipate akhilam madhura. Madhura adhipate akhilam madhura. Madhura adhipate akhilam madhura. Madhura adhipate akhilam madhuram. Hai hari Madhura adhipate akhilam madhuram. Madhura adhipate akhilam madhura. Madhura adhipate akhilam madhura. Madhura adhipate akhilam madhuram. మధురాధిపతే అఖిలం మధురం మధురాధిపతే అఖిలం మధురం. जय मधुराष्टकम की, श्री श्री राधा श्याम सुंदर जी की, ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की, श्रील प्रभुपाद की, श्रील गुरुदेव की, अनंत गौरी वैष्णवंद की, नितय गौर प्रेमानंद.
श्रील प्रभुपाद, श्रील गुरुदेव, अनंत गौरी वैष्णवंद की. थैंक यू वेरी मच. वी हैव कम टू द एंड ऑफ द प्रोग्राम, hopefully to the start of our devotional service. We have His Holiness Bhakti Charu Maharaj next week, and we have to learn Vaishnava etiquette and Sharanagati from him. So please, we want a full turnout on Friday, full turnout on Saturday, full turnout on Sunday, and if Maharaj is here, full turnout on Monday, because Monday is a public holiday also. And the week after, Founder Acharya series on Srila Prabhupada by His Grace Sureshwar Prabhu. Now, actually, Sureshwar Prabhu will be here for a week. So I've asked the devotees from CAFE to see Vishal Prabhu. I've asked him to see whether we can host a Sureshwar Prabhu. But if there are any devotees here who would love to have him with you, he's a very easy personality to take care of, but he has so much nectar to give on Prabhupada. If you want to, then let me know, because then I can connect you to him. And all he needs is very simple diet, nothing fancy. He's very simple, but you will get a lot of association. So think about it. If anyone is interested in hosting Sureshwar Prabhu, he's coming alone, you know, he's very, he has nothing with him basically. But if you want to host him, please let us know. We'll give it to you tonight. If not, by default mechanism, we will go to Vishal Prabhu. Vishal Prabhu's heart and the heart of the devotees in CAFE, I know they're very big, but at the same time, they also struggle to keep everyone going, and it's not easy. But if we have the facilities also, we should consider also hosting him. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Jaya Radha Shama Sundara,
Radha Shama Sundara, Jaya Radha Shama Sundara, Radha Shama Sundara,
Jaya Radha Shama Sundara, Radha Shama Sundara, Shri Radhe,
Jaya Radha Shama Sundara, Radha Shama Sundara,
Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe.
Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Shri Radhe.